House Speaker Paul Ryan said today that there should be fact-gathering and not a rush to judgment of wrongdoing by President Trump. He's referring to reports yesterday that fired FBI Director James Comey has a memo detailing a conversation with Trump in which Trump spoke of the investigation into fired advisor Michael Flynn's ties with Russia and said to Comey, "I hope you can see your way clear to letting this go." Yesterday on CNN, Maine Independent Senator Angus King reacted.
Well, if that's true and confirmed, I think you're getting very close to the legal definition of obstruction of justice. This is very serious stuff, and we should be very careful about this.
And here's the famously sober-minded David Gergen last night with CNN's Anderson Cooper.
I was in the Nixon administration, as you know, and I thought after watching the Clinton impeachment, I thought I'd never see another one. But I think we're in impeachment territory now.
Really?
For the first time. Well, I think that the obstruction of justice was the number one charge against Nixon that brought him down. Obstruction of justice was the number one charge against Bill Clinton.
So is President Trump's request to Comey an obstruction of justice? And if so, does that trigger impeachment or trial of the president? Well, get ready to hear the word murky a lot. Alan Dershowitz is professor of law emeritus at Harvard. Hello, professor.
Hi, I'm not going to use the word murky, but I'm going to use the word nuanced. I think we have to have a nuanced approach to this issue. The fact that it was the president who made that request is a two-edged sword. On the one hand, the president is the head of the executive branch, and the executive branch includes the FBI and the Justice Department. Historically, presidents have told Justice Department officials who to prosecute, who not to prosecute. Jefferson demanded the prosecution of Aaron Burr, and in fact personally gave immunity to some witnesses to testify against him. Kennedy and Johnson played close with the director of the FBI. But since Watergate, we've had traditions, only traditions, that create a wall between the Justice Department and the president. So that's one edge of the sword that cuts in favor of the president. The edge of the sword that cuts against him is when the president makes a request, even if it's a polite request, gee, I would really appreciate if you would let it go. That could be perceived as analogous to a request from the Godfather. You know, I'm making you an offer you can't refuse, particularly when the president has the ability to fire the director, as he ultimately did. So it's a close and nuanced case. We need more information. We can get it. We can get the memos. They're the property of the United States government. I don't believe there were tapes in the Oval Office, because if there were, the president wouldn't have gotten into a credibility contest with the director of the FBI.
Yeah, well, I mentioned the word murky because I have heard you and others use it, including David Sklansky, who's a former federal prosecutor who teaches at Stanford, because this isn't just a legal question. It becomes a political one as well. We're going to get to that. Just for those saying, well, yes, there's some nuance that you just laid out, but it certainly looks like President Trump was trying to obstruct an investigation specifically into his just fired former security advisor, Michael Flynn. That's who he was talking about. He went on, according to the memo, to say he's a good guy, let it go. And that looks like obstruction, you know, stopping something. But does it make it even more obstruction if the investigation is of the Trump campaign and could be of Trump himself?
Sure. I mean, if he is, in fact, the subject or a target, but of course he denies that he is, and he said that Comey told him he wasn't, that would create a conflict of interest. Now, look, as a defense attorney, I go to prosecutors all the time, and I say to them, you know, my client's a good guy. Don't you think you should lay off him? That's perfectly appropriate advocacy, but I'm not the president of the United States. I don't have the ability to fire or hire the director of the FBI or promote him or demote him. So there's a difference between the president making that statement and an ordinary citizen making the statement. An ordinary citizen does not obstruct justice.
Yeah. And by the way, there's very clear examples of obstruction of justice if you remove a witness, kill somebody, or destroy evidence. That's
very
clear.
Because that's all illegal.
Yeah. Yeah.
But when the president talks to his FBI director as the head of the executive branch of the government, that's not illegal.
Well,
he fires the director. That's not illegal. And I think we have to distinguish between conduct that is not only lawful, but constitutionally part of our system, and conduct like destroying tapes or disobeying a subpoena or obviously killing a witness.
But again, we are reading today in the New York Times in Charlie Savage's column that there are sections of the law that have other language. So if someone obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding, that is obstruction of justice. That sounds like influence to people.
Well, that's a terrible law. If you're a liberal out there or a civil libertarian, do not jump on this bandwagon. Just because you want to get Trump, don't try to expand these very, very expansive laws already and try to apply them to somebody you don't like.
So, Professor, just in the minute we have, if it is obstruction of justice, does obstruction of justice by a president always trigger an impeachment? And who decides?
I don't believe that this rises to the level of obstruction of justice. I think we need an independent commission to look at all the evidence and see where the evidence points. If it were to rise to the level of obstruction of justice, it would lead to an impeachment investigation. But of course, impeachment's a political, not a legal remedy. And right now, the numbers in the House and the Senate suggest that impeachment would not be realistic. But I think the appointment of an independent commission, bipartisan, nonpartisan, is a very good first step. It's too early for a special prosecutor. I don't see probable cause that any crimes have yet been committed.
And by the way, would you say there could be a chance that accumulation of things, the asking someone to just drop an investigation, then firing that person and saying you had the Russia investigation in mind, would an accumulation of things perhaps be seen as obstruction, if not one?
Certainly accumulations can create obstruction of justice. I don't think we're there yet, but I think that an independent commission looking into everything, we don't know what we don't know. There may be more information. Let's find everything before we create a constitutional crisis.
Alan Dershowitz, professor of law emeritus at Harvard. Thank you.
Thank you.